read books, books.
I woke up this morning and I was happy. I was just happier than normal. I'm always happy when I wake up because because you woke up. You know, you wake up and you're like, oh, okay, good. I didn't, you know,
that's a nice
tragedy
attitude.
Didn't
what a
take
great
place
way
overnight.
To start the day.
And then I got especially happy because I thought, oh, I get to hippity hoppity off to a different land, as the song indicates, and I get to go to Bookville and find out what's happening. And not only that, but my dear friend Amy Lane gets to share airtime with me. So that's like all good stuff. Amy is of the Open Door Bookstore and Gift Gallery. They're in Schenectady, New York. We'll tell you like where you can go to go see them because she has really great titles to talk about. It's that holiday season. It's time to know all this stuff.
It is.
Of what you need to get people.
It's true.
What you need to
yes.
have for yourself. You know, all of that good stuff. So welcome. It's wonderful to have you here.
Thank you.
Always.
It's wonderful to be here.
All right. So where would you like to begin?
I am going to start with the National Book Award winner for fiction this year called Fortune Smiles by Adam Johnson. And my theory about this book is it's a wonderful collection of six stories.
Yes.
And they're poignant and provocative, and they're stirring, and they really do hit you in all the right places, I think. But this cover is one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life. I find this to be completely off-putting. I don't think it at all expresses the interior of this particular lovely work.
I agree with you. It is there are these gold objects on it, which I have to say immediately to me looked like pancakes.
They do.
And then it's Fortune Smile, so you assume it's like gold, I guess.
I guess. It's just it's ridiculous. It's cartoony
and in no way reflects
nothing
what is going on in the book, which is, as you indicated, is very provocative and insightful and daring.
It is. Oh, yes, indeed.
Yeah.
So I
and
beg all of you
on
listeners.
The is that like,
it's
is
a
that,
little tiger of some sort.
It looks like it looks like a. It's what was that? It was a. Okay, I got you. You do animal sounds too?
Apparently.
You are talented. All right.
So it
looks like something you'd see on a high school like football jacket or something.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Yes. So it almost looks like it's a young adult novel, and it's not by any stretch
no.
of the imagination. So
with that said.
With all of that said, I encourage everybody out there to go forth, find this horrible book cover. And take it off and read what's inside.
Yes.
And just love what's inside for what it is. And it's phenomenal. So the stories are not at all connected, which I like. Well, a little bit, but...
Yeah, they have a moment.
A moment, but...
And I have to say that we did an interview with Adam for this book, and he was in here, and he's been a great friend of the show. And he did the book show with us. And if you're interested in it, go check it out online because he is so good at describing what he does and his craft. And he's a beautiful speaker to a lot of writers are wonderful writers, but they can't exactly explain what it is that they do.
I actually think that's true of many artists.
Yes. He is very good at explaining what he does.
That is great.
So it's Fortune Smiles, Adam Johnson. It has won the National Book Award, rightfully so, and it's published by Random House.
Okay, so next in my works today is the only other work of fiction, and it is The Story of the Lost Child by Elena Ferrante. This is the fourth in the Neapolitan series that began with the book My Brilliant Friend. It's the story, the tale story of this relationship between these two women that has spanned their lives, their lifetimes. And it's just brilliant. I mean, the whole thing is just phenomenal. I don't even... Did I bring that? I don't know. But at any rate, this is one of those books where I think what I'm encouraging everybody to do this season is buy them all, buy all four, because I think you will want them all once you start them. And again, this is the story of the lost child. It's been getting tons and tons of great review and press and all of that good stuff, and well-deserved it is. And I think in many ways this is getting as much attention as it has because the quartet as a whole is dynamite.
Yes.
It is absolutely spot on, smart, insightful, and a really interesting and kind of a no-holds-barred, I think, exploration of relationships, particularly between women.
It is The Story of the Lost Child by Elena Ferrante.
Okay, the next one I have is Gilliam-esque by Terry Gilliam.
A delightful... A python.
Yes. And it is a pre-posthumous memoir is how he defines this. We have autographed editions at the store, so
Seriously?
Hop on down, yeah, and take a look at it. It is everything you would expect from Terry Gilliam. Not only the stories, but the artwork inside is, you know, spot on his usual style. It's insane. It's delightful. It's smart. I mean, he's a really interesting dude, and you gotta love him. So Monty Python fans of his films, listen up. He's got a great book out there, and everyone should have it.
This is awesome.
It really is
Gilliam-esque. It is published by Harper Design, and it's really beautiful. I did not know this existed.
Seriously?
This is quite exciting.
Yeah.
I did not know this existed. No, this is
great.
Wow,
I'm surprised, because you know so much.
Yeah, well, no, this is great.
Yay.
Okay.
Yeah, and I love the end papers where it just says me all the way.
Yes, all the way.
In red, like this bloody red.
Someone may think it's a remainder.
Yes, yep.
Okay.
Nope.
Great.
Nope.
Beautiful.
Okay. So the next one I want to talk about is another biography. It's a dual biography of the Vonnegut brothers called The Brothers Vonnegut by Ginger Strand. So this has a really unique connection to our area because they both worked for GE here in Schenectady.
Yes.
And Kurt worked in their PR department, and Bernard, his brother, worked in the R&D department, and they did research for weather and how to manipulate it and how to use it. And as this progressed through the years, the military got interested in the science that was happening, as is often the case, and it brought up a whole lot of ethical questions as to, you know, where science for research purposes and that sort of purity of desire and, you know, thinking in science ends, and what happens to that research. And it really inspired Kurt's very first, I think, first published novel called Player Piano.
Yes.
Yeah, which was a really crazy Orwellian kind of tale about the downside of technology and the fall of civilization because of it.
And it's a great novel. When I interviewed him shortly before his death, I was talking to him about Schenectady, and he goes, "If you want to know what I think about Schenectady, read this novel." I was like,
okay.
And I did.
And there it is.
Because
yeah.
Because Vonnegut told me to.
Well, in one does what Vonnegut
yes,
tells
absolutely.
One to do. So I think that is a really phenomenal book to pick up this season.
It is.
And give as a gift.
Again, she was here and is a wonderful writer and a really, really interesting story.
It is. I mean, actually, the very first sentence of this whole little book starts off quite brilliantly. It is, pardon me as I flip through, Private First Class Vonnegut prepared to die. There you are. If that doesn't grab you, I don't know what will.
That's good. All right.
Indeed. Okay. So the next one I want to talk about is... have to mention this. Have you seen this?
I have not seen this.
It's Expedition by Chuck.
All right, no, you are handing me what I would refer to as a record album.
It is. It's vinyl. It's a vinyl audiobook. I don't think this has ever been done before.
And this is a prequel to Fight Club?
Yes.
You're so excited.
Well, who wouldn't be?
Yes. So I didn't know this existed.
Narrated by the author, So, bonus. And yeah, so they're touting it as get to see a side of Tyler Durden you've never seen before. I don't know what that means, but I'm excited to find out.
So this is...
Yeah. Oh, and it's fully
Expedition,
scored.
Mm-hmm. Art, yes, there's sound design, music, yeah. Great.
It's everything. So it is limited. If you like this, get it now, because it's not going to be around for much longer, I don't think. I'm not sure they're going to be pressing many more of these, and I've only got a couple in store. So pop on down or give us a call.
Expedition. All right.
And then...
Yes.
It's going to make my geeky little heart warm.
Oh, well, there you go. Okay. This is a new book,
yes.
Which is out from our friends at DK Publishing. And I say our friends because I like
DK very much.
They put a lot of pictures in books, and it just makes it easier.
They do.
For all
and,
of us.
And that's what this whole thing is about. It is a Lego Star Wars book called, and bear with me, because this really is quite a genius little piece of work. It's Small Scenes, Big Galaxy by a Finlandian author whose name, I'm sorry, I don't even want to attempt for fear of mucking it up.
Vesa Letamäki?
Sounds good to me.
Letamäki?
Yes. So in my mind,
which
this
isn't
is,
it. I'm just giving it a shot.
I don't
okay.
know. I like that you did. Thank you
okay.
for trying. I think that this book in particular is like going to speak to our generation,
yes.
right? Because what it does is it recreates with Lego figures scenes from all the various planets from the first three films. And I have to tell you, the scenes from the ice planet of Hoth are to die for. They're so well done. And the back of the book, he gives, not knowing the
okay.
back pages.
Oh, here we go.
You get to see how he photographed a lot of these little scenes. And it's
oh, that
quite,
is so cool.
Right? Yeah, it's pretty remarkable. And I know there's a Tauntaun and there's a Wampa in there and you've got Jawas and everything. They are. They're all
so,
Legos. And I don't know if they have the whole, like, the whole Han Greedo who shot first scene in there or not. I can't remember. That's been bothering me lately. I've been thinking about it, you know, with the new movies coming out.
Yes.
At any rate.
Oh, the little... it's so well done and so well photographed.
The lighting in these photographs is to die for. I mean, he really captures so much of the atmosphere.
Well, let us be fair, because the we disparaged one book cover, rightfully so, I believe.
Yes.
But this perhaps may be the greatest book cover of the year. This
Isn't
is
it?
So you have a stormtrooper skiing.
Yeah.
With snow and the whole works, and it just looks like it's Susie Chaffee.
Chapstick. Yes, right? Again, our generation
right.
there, Joe.
But it is, it's great. It's really a fantastic cover, and it gives you an idea of how fun the book is.
It really is. And the way he manipulates the snow and everything, again, the lighting in this is just perfect.
Small Scenes from a Big Galaxy by yeah. Vesa Letamäki.
Yeah!
I have no idea if that's
right. I don't
right.
either, but I like it, and I like this book. I could go on and on. I could gush about this for days.
And there is a story. There is text.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he...
Funny, my Jedi training tells me there's someone close by.
Yes.
A lost helmet. I've got a bad feeling about this. Yes, that's good. That's good stuff.
Well, it is good stuff.
Excellent. So this is a very fun gift book.
It's a great gift book.
So if you know somebody who has already purchased their tickets and is ready for Thursday night,
yeah.
this would be the...
I think so.
Yeah.
I really do.
It's good stuff.
Let's revisit the old in a new way. Before I go on, speaking of revisiting old, it's not on my list, but I just want to give a quick mention to the Illustrated Harry Potters and the Sorcerer's Stone that has been talked about for a while. This book is a really hot ticket item. It's gorgeous, by the way, if you
yes.
haven't seen it. And I encourage everybody to take a look at it. But we have copies at the store. They don't even have this at Amazon anymore.
Yeah,
you have to get it through secondary sellers. And they're jacking up the prices because this book is like nowhere to be found. So if you can find it, get it.
That's so, really great. The illustrated Harry Potter. And it is beautiful.
It is gorgeous.
Okay.
And so I have one little picture book to talk about. It's called Mother Bruce by Ryan T. Higgins. I think this picture book is actually more for parents than for kids. It's about this bear who doesn't want these kids. He likes to cook, and he actually goes and steals these eggs from a goose. And they inadvertently hatch.
Uh-oh.
And they take him on as their mama. And he really doesn't want these chicks, and he just keeps trying to get rid of them.
They inadvertently hatch.
Yeah.
Which probably is frightening.
For them, I'm sure.
Yeah, right?
More so than for him. Well, he's startled by it all. But he's a grump, and he doesn't really want these goslings around. And it's quite delightful. But they won't leave him alone. Right? So he's fine. He takes care of them because he has to.
That reminds me of when my nephew, Callan, mm-hmm. was about 5 or 6 years old. He's now 15.
Wow.
I'm getting old. So he went to Rhode Island, and he went to the beach. And he brought back his uncle Jojo at that time. He now thankfully just calls me Joe. But at the time, it was Uncle Jojo. And he brought back a clam from the clam shell from mm-hmm. from the ocean. And he came in and he was so excited to give it to me. And he gave it to me. And I put it on my knee, and I was looking at it. And all of a sudden, the clam emerged. The full clam came out of the shell.
Oh my gosh.
And freaked me out. And freaked the kid out, too, because I was like, ah! But then every time I was within vicinity of the clam, it would come out as if to, like, talk.
Oh.
You know, sort of.
You had a new
sort of,
clam friend.
Yeah, I had a clam friend. And that reminds me of that. Like, all of a sudden, you have the little goslings popping out. Right.
These little gosling friends. Whether you want them or not.
I don't know if I've ever told the clam story on the air. It was quite dramatic at the time. We've learned to. It's family lore.
Well, thank you for sharing.
Hey, it's the Open Door Bookstore and Gift Gallery in Schenectady. If you want to celebrate the great work they do, you should go not only to their website, but you can visit them on J Street in Schenectady, a beautiful store, a beautiful time of year. It's a balmy December. What better time to go shopping? You can find out by going to opendoorbookstore.com.
Opendoor-bookstore.com.
That is correct. Opendoor-bookstore.com, and you can find out, read Amy's list, find out what's going on, and we're desperately out of time, but thank you very much. Have a great holiday.
Thank you.